So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And we are here with you to recap this week's episode. This week we only had one episode, which makes our lives a lot easier. And later in the week, we are going to have Caitlin on. Excited to talk to her, mainly because she's a radio chemist and I need to know more about that job in general.
Yeah, totally. I'm down to learn more about the job. I'm down to learn more about her relationship with Joey and her time in the house, her take on all the drama. It'll be a good chat.
Yeah, but before she comes on, let's get into this episode.
Let's get into it. Let's recap.
Okay. What'd you think overall? Overall thoughts before we get into it.
Overall thoughts. I feel like the drama has been really loud this season and it's significantly quieter in this episode. I think the drama is fun as a viewer and for us to recap and chat about, but it's also nice to see the connections forming. We're getting deeper into the season. Hometowns are kind of right around the corner. So I feel like we're really getting a taste for the relationships in this episode. Mm. I also think that everyone is spiraling a little in this episode, including Joey, because things are getting really real.
Well, we kick off with Joey spiraling.
I know. We got a depressing opener from our guy, Joey.
Yeah, he's struggling. Okay, so we are in Montreal, Canada. Serena, Canadian. But everybody that listens to this podcast knows that. I've never been to Montreal, though. I really want to go.
I love Montreal. I've been like 3 or 4 times. It's beautiful. I actually don't think it was showcased as well as it could have been in this episode. I mean, obviously, I am biased having been there and being from Canada. But I think Montreal has a lot more to offer and is a lot more beautiful than what we were able to see in this episode.
How many times have you been there?
3 or 4, I think. Hmm. 4, maybe.
How long of a flight is it from Toronto?
Like an hour flight, but there's also like a 4 or 5 hour train ride you can take.
How about from here?
From here, I don't know, maybe like a 2 hour flight.
We should do it though, because there's a few restaurants I want to try. And they brought in the restaurant that they went to, the chef. I've watched videos with him before on YouTube. So
I believe that was a really good restaurant.
Yeah, they have amazing food.
Yeah.
We'll go in like the spring, summer. It's super cold in the winter.
Yeah, but I kind of, yeah.
It's just like when you haven't been somewhere for the first time, I feel like you want to go when it's like comfortable walking weather.
What about like fall, October?
Fall we could go. Love fall. Yeah. Joe wants to go everywhere in October.
I was going to travel in fall. Okay, so Joey's struggling. Which, you know, you don't want to see him struggle, but I almost feel like, I personally feel like it was needed because I feel like he's been on the receiving end of hearing, you know, basically all these women, you know, their stories and just hearing them struggle. And he's finally like, I've kind of like, I'm at my breaking point and I'm breaking down a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like there are a couple different layers to what he's going through. And this is obviously total speculation. And like, we're kind of putting words in Joey's mouth here because maybe he doesn't feel this way, but we don't have him on the podcast yet. And when we do eventually, we will ask him. But my take on...
Well, we're here to speculate, people.
We're here to speculate. That's our job.
We don't know what we're talking about. We're speculating. We're probably like 90% wrong, but that's okay.
I think we're usually 90% right.
So do I. I'm just saying. I'm just giving us the benefit. I'm just basically throwing it out there.
You're just being humble.
Yeah, there you go.
You're being humble. But I think there's a few things going on. One, I think the fear and the doubt of, you know, it not working out and his feelings not being reciprocated is creeping in.
Well, that's been an issue for him. He keeps talking about how that's like the scariest thing, like this not working out.
Totally. I feel like we've seen that, you know, the whole season, his number one fear is that it doesn't work out or that he falls in love with someone and they don't fall for him back.
Yeah.
And he's feeling this like, you know, he's feeling conflicted about opening up.
That shouldn't be his number one fear, though.
I think that's, what do you think his number one fear should be?
Just that you don't look like a dick at the end. that's the worst. That is the worst.
Yeah, but it's one thing to like, okay, like look like an asshole. It's another thing to like open up and be vulnerable to someone and get your heart absolutely stomped on.
Yeah, I'm just joking.
I mean, everyone's got like, I would be curious to hear what the most common fear from a lead would be. And I would say it's probably what he's experiencing.
I would say that's the most vocalized one.
And I think yours is probably the secret one. Like, I'm going to look like a total jerk.
Yeah,
I think everyone's going to think I'm a bad person.
I don't want to look like a jerk or a bad person. And I don't want to be hated by everyone that watches the show.
100%. And I think both of those, that and what I said, are both like totally real, honest, understandable feelings.
Oh, for sure.
And he's probably got both of those. Yeah. I also think seems like he feels that there's this expectation of him to be this like upbeat, funny, fun, charismatic dude.
Which there kind of is.
Which there is a little bit because he's the lead of a TV show.
Yeah, a lot of it. Like he has to, like if he was just like, I just want to chill this whole time.
Yeah,
just,
I don't got anything
work,
to say.
He couldn't be the lead. Yeah.
Yeah. So like there is a bit of a responsibility on his shoulders to like carry these group dates a little bit and be the leader on these group dates and make everyone feel excited and comfortable. And like sometimes if you're not feeling that way, and like Joey, as much as he is all those things, seems like he's maybe a little bit of an introvert, maybe a little bit more of like a laid back energy to have to constantly be like on all the time because, like we said, there's a responsibility as a lead to do so. Like, that's got to be super draining, especially if that's not how you are naturally all the time, which most people aren't.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we've all kind of did it to an extent. I mean, you and I were the lead of the show, but like, you do have to like turn it on a little bit, even if you don't feel like it. Like, there's moments in Paradise where we may not have, like, I remember even our wrestling date where we were kind of like, okay, I'm over this.
And it's like, you still got to go on the date. And you still want to go on the date. That's the thing. Like, you want to make the most of your time with every person. I'm sure he feels that way where he's like, I want to make the most of my time with each woman and feel like I'm giving them my best in every conversation. But like, that is hard to do.
It's draining. Feel bad for us, people. Feel bad for all.
That's not what we're saying. But I do feel bad for
Joey. Please feel bad for us.
I do feel bad for Joey.
We have it so difficult.
And then on top of him probably being like, I have to be like my most engaging self in every conversation I have, he is getting hit with so many heavy stories from this season.
Yeah.
And that's great that these women are being vulnerable and opening up. Like, that's absolutely what they should be doing. But I just feel like there's like an unusual amount of women with really intense histories.
Well, and it all happened. Like, I feel like it started from the jump. Like, yeah, as soon as
like episode one.
Yeah. As soon as I was able to get, like, as soon as I'm able to get a conversation with the lead, they're hearing basically everything. Where I feel like in the past, I would say like around this time of the season is when you start seeing people open up.
Totally. Or like the one-on-ones. But I remember group date number one, we had Jess and Lauren crying. And I was like, whoa, we're getting right into it. So like he's expelling a lot of emotional energy to try to make everyone feel their best, which kudos to him. But I totally would be like feeling drained and emotionally exhausted if I were in his shoes.
But he pushes through because, well, A, he has to, and B,
he wants to, I'm sure. He wants, you know, it's his journey to find love. Yeah. Like, you can't stop now.
So they go to a restaurant. The chef looks familiar. I don't remember the name of the restaurant. Jesse recommended it, and he's pretty good with his restaurant recommendations.
What did you think of this group date? It was like a scavenger hunt style group date.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember the poutine at the beginning.
First of all, it wasn't the beginning.
Oh, that was near the end.
It was middle to end. It is not at all shocking to me that the only part of this group date that resonated with you was the restaurant food part.
Well, because I couldn't believe Jen. Like, I understand pineapple and pizza. I do actually get it. Yeah. I'm not like a fan of it, but I would eat it. But I understand the flavor combination. What I don't get is she put pineapple, I believe, with like her poutine.
She put pineapple, chocolate sauce, and hot sauce. I'll tell you exactly what Jen was doing, because I think I used to do this on the group dates, is she got bored.
Yeah.
And she went, I'm just going to throw a bunch of random stuff in this bowl and make Joey eat it, because that'll be really funny for the both of us. And there's not much going on right now.
Okay. Yeah. So wait, what'd they do prior on the group date?
It was mostly just a lot of like running around, getting different cards, leading them to different places. I think the poutine thing was the main activity. They also played like hockey.
Oh,
like
I remember. Yes, I remember the hockey.
But I think the activities of the date took a backseat to a lot of the interviews showing the girls having a really hard time.
Yeah, because I remember like Kelsey. We see Kelsey really having a hard time. Who else?
Caitlin, Lexi.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, this wasn't my favorite date, and it definitely wasn't the woman's favorite date. I think it's hard. This style of date is hard because it's constant moving, constant activities, and not a lot of opportunity to like connect with Joey.
Yeah.
And I don't think it gives a lot of opportunity for him to connect with the women either. It's at the point of the season where group dates just like really suck.
Yeah, because here's like if you're on a group date, well, I mean, that's not actually, I disregard what I was saying. I was going to say, if you're on a group date, it kind of means that like he's not as into you, but that's not true.
No, because someone has to be on a group date, you know? And like, for example, like Kelsey A just had a one-on-one. She's not getting another one this week.
Yeah, he's probably just also, I mean, we see it, but he's probably just exhausted.
Yeah, they're running around Montreal. Yeah. Like, he's probably like, can I just have a beach date where we lay and tan and listen to music and have a drink and kick back?
Well, let's go to the night portion of the group date.
So Jen was kind of the standout on the group date. I thought she did a really good job of just like making the most of it, trying to bring like fun, flirty energy to it. Some of the moments
she's
with Joey
cool.
were
she's
cute.
Very, honestly, she's super she's cool. Very, she's very chill.
Yeah. And I feel like anytime I see her and Joey interact, he's smiling and laughing and just seems very relaxed.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. But the kind of nighttime portion, we see like Lexi, Kelsey, and Jess all open up to him about their struggles. Lexi's particular convo was she wanted to know about his timeline with kids and marriage.
Yeah.
Which I was actually wondering this after their one-on-one date. Of like if that question was asked.
Yeah.
And I think she probably chose to like let him process all the information before bringing it back up. But it seems like she is like, I'm on a tighter timeline. And he is on a very loose timeline.
Well, we see it later in the episode. So we'll just talk about it then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Kelsey gets emotional.
Yeah, but she said she feels like she's in the background. He said to her, "You're never in the background."
I know. And that was really cute.
Yeah. I think he really, really likes her. And I feel like every, like, out of all the girls that pulled him to the side to talk about, like, their insecurities and how they were feeling and struggling, Kelsey's the one that received the most
reassurance
from him. Yeah,
I agree.
Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. Honestly, I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save. And she seems like a more laid-back, chill personality, so I can imagine those group dates are hard because she's probably like, I want to stand out, but I also want to be authentic to myself and not like act in a way that isn't me.
Yeah, it's hard to fake. It's hard to fake energy.
Yeah.
Jen said she was falling for him.
Mm-hmm, which was cute.
Jess said she was falling for him, and this went south.
Oh yeah.
Which honestly, like, good for her. Like, she stepped out. She said how she felt. I guess it's that time.
No, she did the right thing. Yeah. Like, she was feeling it. If you're feeling it, say it. You know what I mean? Like, it's always going to be a risk no matter what. And I know she was like, I feel so dumb. But like, and I think that's a normal reaction. But I don't think she should feel dumb. She was brave. She told him how she was feeling. And honestly, if he's not feeling the same way, like, better to send her home than waste her time or lie to her face.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was the right move for her to do it. The feelings were not reciprocated, but you know, that's okay. It happens sometimes. Like,
yeah.
She got pretty far in the season, but she goes home. He sends her home.
Yeah.
And you could see he's like, I was the right thing to do, but that was so difficult. And it just has to be hard because you're really just like, you're breaking someone's heart strong, but like kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's opening up and being honest with him, and he's like,
being honest with
her.
The
way to be respectful is to be honest with you back, but it's going to hurt. I feel like that's the first time we've seen him send someone home outside of a rose ceremony.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's getting to that point.
It's getting to that point. Even at the end of this episode, I was like, wow, where did everyone go? But we say that every season.
I know, but it always happens so fast.
Yeah.
I'm like, a lot of people went home this episode.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
So Jen gets a rose. I think you said that earlier, but Jen gets the group date rose, and then we're on to the one-on-one with Kelsey T.
This date looked so fun. I was so jealous, but before we get into it.
What, Cirque du Soleil?
Joe asked me, how do you like pronounce / spell it? And I was like, it's three words, I believe, like Cirque du Soleil. He wrote Circus Olay. C-I-R-U-S space Olay.
And the worst part about all that is I believe I've been to one of these shows. Like, I definitely have been to one of these shows in
That's
Vegas.
That's brutal. But I was like, what a fun.
Cool date.
Like, it's an activity. You're moving around. Like, I don't know. It just seems so cool. Like, when they're jumping on the trampoline.
This was probably like one of the cooler dates they've ever had on the show.
Totally. I loved it.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of like, they don't have to think, they don't have to do anything. They've got someone instructing them around. But yeah, it was cool. But Joey did get like really dizzy.
Oh, I would have never been able to do that. Like, I would have threw up.
Oh, you would have been out the minute they spun you half a circle in that wheel. You would have been like, all right, thank you so much.
If I step into a car and I'm looking down at my phone for 30 seconds and I look up, I have car sickness the entire
ride. You are like, I have to sit in the front seat, phone away, looking at the horizon the whole time.
I'm like a golden retriever. I have to keep my head out the window when we're driving down the street.
Out the window. But I never understand. Why, like, if I'm Joey, I'm just going to be like, yeah, no, like, this isn't working for me. Like, can we just go, like, hang out in the foam pit? I'd be like, yeah, totally, if I'm Kelsey. Like, I mean, they're so, like, they're so good about, like, being like, this is the date. Like, I'm going to participate. Like, I would be like, I'm out. Like, I'm out on this activity. Like, can we go back to the trampoline? Like,
yeah, that is why you were probably not the lead, you know?
What?
I'm just saying, like, that's why I, you know, like, that's one of the reasons
I'd be like, I'll still participate in the date. Like, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to do the activities.
Doesn't
like,
matter. We don't care, Serena. We don't care. We're filming a fucking show.
I'm not spinning in this wheel. This
is why they would have choose you.
Because
we don't have time for this conversation. We have to film.
Yeah, but my thing would be like, okay, look, there's ropes over there.
There she goes again with her thing. She's just taking up more time.
I'm gonna,
like, we got to pay extra for these Cirque du Soleil people.
Yeah, and I'd be like, hey, there's seven options on the table and I'll do six of them.
Cirque du Soleil.
Or I'm going to be vomiting in the foam pit later because you made me spit on this wheel 17 times.
But that's what they want. They need a little vomit. We need a little vomit.
Well, they didn't
show.
Get any, but. Kelsey T and Joey do seem like they get along actually quite well. And there's definitely like a good connection there.
Yeah, I think
I liked her a lot, and I like them together.
Yeah, and then we go to the night portion, and she opens up her story about her and her father. I was like, that's rough.
I'm glad those Joey asked her to expand. I mean, I'm sure it was hard for her to talk about, but when she said, like, we were so close, this was our relationship, and then we stopped talking, I was like, whoa, how did we get from A to B?
Yeah, I'm insane.
Yeah. But that dynamic is very complicated.
Yeah.
And super heavy.
Yeah, very heavy.
I can imagine it was very hard for her to revisit. Like, I'm assuming that's not a story that she's, like, talking about on a day-to-day. So, like, having to sit there and kind of explain the whole history of it must have been really heavy for her to do.
Yeah. But yeah, I like her. I think he likes her. And she gets a rose at the end of it, right?
She does get a rose. It also makes sense because she's talked so much this season about, like, how she's guarded and she has her walls up, and it's super, super hard for her to be vulnerable and trust. And I was like, okay, but, like, why?
Well, there you go. This
now,
this
makes, oh yeah, makes sense for
makes
sure.
Perfect sense. And I felt, and she was like, you know, like, she kept saying, like, I just didn't, like, my father, like, if I wasn't into, I don't know what religion it is, but if I wasn't
with
practicing this religion or with,
she said, with the religion,
with the religion, I was out. And she's like, I just couldn't understand that, which, like, yeah, I don't know exactly how old she was, but, like, That's hard to understand. Coming
probably
from
a teenager, because yeah. I think she said their relationship became strained when she decided to go to college, and he wasn't supportive of that.
Yeah, yeah, that's hard. That's hard. So I feel for her.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, but yeah, I think he likes her. I think she didn't. I mean, she's still here. Mm-hmm. She's not going anywhere right now.
I do feel like their connection compared to others, I think they have a great connection, but I think it is skewing more friendship than it is romantic.
I was just going to ask you, you think she's going to be part of hometowns?
I don't know. But just from my perspective, I think he has a more romantic, flirty connection with some of the other women.
Yeah.
From what I've seen. And I mean, maybe he has a deeper connection with Kelsey, but I don't really see that romance there quite yet.
I kind of like I put, like, I guess I'm comparing Kelsey's relationship with him and Jen's relationship.
Yeah.
And, like, Jen's to me, like, there's, like, a friendship there as well, but I see more also, like, I see more flirting.
Totally.
More fun.
Totally. And he just seems, like, really relaxed with Jen, and maybe it's just gonna take a little time with Kelsey T.
Yeah.
And also we saw, like, you know, more heavy conversations of him not feeling true. Well, and then her opening up. But my prediction would be that I don't know where that relationship goes, only because I do think at this point there are other stronger relationships.
Yeah. I love an I don't know prediction.
My prediction is I don't know.
same.
My prediction is I don't know.
Okay, so now we have so it's Maria's date. There is some kind of stretch limousine. Like,
this limo is sick.
Yeah, it's like an old, like, look, kind of looks like an older Rolls Royce.
As someone who looked at quite a few limousines for your Home Alone 2 experience, I did not see that one.
If that one would have pulled up, I would be like, wow, we're not getting out of this bad boy.
I have a good feeling that limo was out of my price range for your Home Alone 2 experience.
Wow, we're not getting out of this bad boy. What am I even saying? So yeah, she gets the the Princess Diaries.
The Princess Diaries.
Date,
like, it's the Princess Date.
Princess,
yeah.
Date.
You see this date every single season.
Yeah.
It's like the helicopter date. You know, it's a classic in the franchise. And it's always kind of, I feel like someone notable always ends up on this date.
Yeah.
And she's definitely been a notable person this season. And I think her and Joey are really hitting it off.
Yeah. And they, you could just, it, not only are they hitting it off, they're just like very comfortable with each other. They really like her. And I think this date was perfect for what he needed, like with his mentality going into the day.
100%. They should have kicked it off with this date, in my opinion. Like, he was having such a hard day and then had to go into a group date, which is also not an easy task. Like, if they had gone into this date with Maria, I feel like it would have really helped his mood.
Yeah.
They have so much fun together. I love their banter. I love how fun and playful she is. And they just don't seem to take it too seriously when they're together, but also are like focused on each other and their relationship. It's very cute.
Because I feel like the woman that gets this date, if she doesn't end up with the lead, she's usually one of the women that are considered the next bachelorette.
Yeah.
Do you see that?
I think it depends, like, how far she goes.
I mean, to me,
how many women are left? There, at this point,
I think
six?
At the end, there's six. I feel like Maria is a shoo-in for hometowns. Like, she got through the 2-on-1.
Yeah.
And then gets a 1-on-1. I don't see her not going to hometowns.
I'm trying to think of like who's left and like go through who's left.
Okay. So,
but yeah, I do think there's a good chance she goes to hometowns. And I do think this date was really amazing. She was actually surprisingly emotional on this date. I think she really likes him.
Yeah, I do too. Anyways. Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order.
Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
I do too. I think she really likes him. Also, well, let's talk about who's left. But before we do, Lexi goes back and talks to Joey and sends herself home.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess timeline, it wasn't going to work out. It's unfortunate because I think she would have been there
for a while.
Yeah,
I know. I really like her and I like them together a lot. I think he really was into her.
Yeah.
But I also think like she doesn't have the luxury of like getting caught up in it. Like she has to be practical to kind of fit a timeline that she wants to achieve. And if she is thinking, you know, I don't think she ever specified exactly what her ideal timeline would be, but seems like it's like, okay, like let's, you know, the ball's rolling, you know, they get engaged, they get married, they have kids in a pretty like speedy timeline. And he's saying 3 to 4 year engagement.
Two to three year engagement,
2 to 3 years of marriage. That could be 6 years from now before they start having kids.
But that's what he's saying right now. I mean, he could have. If he really liked Lexi, I believe he would have said like, hey, like that is my timeline, but nothing set in stone. And, you know, I'm open to speeding up the process. I think if he was really into her, I don't think he would have let her go.
Yeah. I think that his answer was very telling.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, she's hearing, okay, 4 to 6 years is what your ideal timeline is. And knowing her situation, I think if she was like the one, there's a good, like he would have potentially have said like, I know that you are on a different timeline than most. And, you know, if it's you and me at the end of this, I'm happy to work within that timeline, or like this is my ideal timeline, but I'm super flexible to having an open conversation about maybe making changes to that. But it doesn't seem like that's how the conversation was going.
I like her for Bachelorette.
I like her for Bachelorette too.
And then like the tagline could be like,
oh no,
don't waste my time.
Oh yeah. Okay. I don't know. I just got nervous. I don't know where you're going with this. Whatever you whip out a tagline.
Like, don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Don't waste my time. And then honestly, they have to cast guys that are
genuinely ready. Yeah.
I think that's, and she's pretty. She was articulate. She was smart. She was on our podcast.
Yeah,
like,
a great interview with her. Yeah. Really enjoyed her. Yep. I think she would be great for Bachelorette.
Okay. So we have left. So Leia goes home at the rose ceremony. Caitlin goes home.
Yep.
And is there another person? Was anybody else eliminated at the rose ceremony, or was it just those two?
I think that was it.
I think it was just those two.
Let me check. But because we saw Lexi and we saw Jess.
It was just those two, because Lexi and Jess, he sends Jess home. Lexi sends herself home. So now we have Daisy, which we... you know,
Daisy's due for a second one-on-one date.
Yeah,
get a second one-on-one next week.
I was
going to
say, like,
I have not seen that much of their relationship.
We haven't seen that much of her. No, we only saw, like, everyone fell in love with Daisy at the beginning, but we really haven't seen much of her since with Joey.
Like, every time I see her, I like it. It's always something cute and funny
and playful.
Yeah,
the foot massage thing was good.
Yeah, like, I love all the clips of her time with Joey or her time like on the group dates with the girls, but it's like, I feel like I've really lost sight of what her relationship with Joey looks like. Whereas like Maria, like I am totally in the loop, you know?
Yeah, like, but he still was having fun with Daisy. I think so right now I'm going to go Maria, Daisy are both hometowners.
And then the other girls we've got up there are Kelsey T, Jen, Kelsey A, and Rachel.
The only one I feel strongly about going to hometowns would be Kelsey A.
Yeah.
Because he seems to really like her. They show a lot of their like little extra one-on-one.
Yeah. Well, and their one-on-one date was just like beyond.
So then it would be like a battle between
Jen, Rachel, and Kelsey T.
Yeah, we haven't seen much of him. I think he really likes Rachel, but that's another one we haven't seen.
We haven't seen that much of their time together. Yeah. No, like since their one-on-one, this past episode, we really did not see much of their time together.
Out of those
three, we saw a little clip. She made like a joke about, because Jen did that little piano thing.
Yeah.
Where she like pulled them in front of everyone, which is just, I think she was trying to do something cute, but like so awkward for the group.
Yeah.
If I was there, I'd be like, all right, like I'm going to the bar to get a drink. Like I'll be back when this situation's over. But you could tell Rachel was not into it. She made like a little joke about it to Joey later. I think she really likes him. I think he likes her too, but I just don't. Again, it's similar to how I feel about Daisy's relationship. I don't really feel like I have like major insight into their connection like I do with Maria or I actually feel like I kind of see her. Kelsey A and him more now than I do like Rachel or.
Well, I feel like out of those three, I think Jen probably has a little bit of the advantage from what we see, but
honestly, it's kind of a draw. Like it could go either way,
he likes them all.
Hometown four could be any of these six at this point.
Yeah,
it really could. Like I feel like there's a pretty.
Well, it's definitely Maria.
You say that, but like, who knows?
There's no way he sending Maria home before hometowns. No way.
Why do you say that? I don't disagree with you. I'm just curious of where you're coming from.
Well, really, why I say it? I think he wants to go to overnights with her. I think a huge part for the lead is like who I feel the most comfortable with. And who I have the most fun with, like that. I mean, it just has to be like.
Well, yeah, you're talking to 30 girls. Like, it's gonna be obvious which ones you're the most comfortable with, I mean, and those people are gonna be like a breath of fresh air in the mix.
Because as much as you need the like serious and real life conversations, you still like. It's the beginning of a relationship, so like the fun and excitement needs to be there.
100%.
And. So yeah, that's why I think she's definitely going. Okay, and I think Daisy's definitely going.
We have one more episode until what is it? Hometowns. And then we're in the mix. It's going to fly by. Hometowns, fantasy suites. We got a tell all in there somewhere. Tell all will be good. I'm excited for that.
Everyone make sure, you check out later in the week. We are going to have Caitlin on, excited about that interview. And like always, thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. And if you want us to talk about anything else on this podcast, well, I don't know if we will, but shoot us a DM. Maybe we will.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye. So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good.
What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.